Welcome, this is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and this is the show that will take you a moment to wrap your heads around new thought, new thinking, new ideologies than you've been taught to think and believe about yourself, the world around you, and your place in it. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the natural essences and energies that are produced right here on our home planet, right here on Earth, that are more conducive to a healing and healthy body, which we all need. We have to understand that as we walk through our grocery stores and shops in many places, especially in Western world, we find everything in a box, or everything frozen, or everything on the shelf in cans or glass jars. What happened to fresh? What happened to the farms? So, the more technologically advanced, as we see civilizations sometimes become, sometimes the farther away they are from what is conducive or natural to the human body. Now, how can that work? How can us going far away from what is real and natural and placing those things in our bodies or around our bodies be healthy for us, give us healing, give us the energy we need to work, to think, to live, to grow, keep disease away? How can that be? For Christ's sakes, it comes out of a box, a can. It's been frozen for ages. Even sometimes in the best of places, we're getting food that has been shipped. Did you realize that food, once it is picked fresh from any garden, any source, starts to lose its nutrient and enzyme density within days? So I want you to realize, especially in Western groceries, have you noticed how long the lettuce lasts? Have you noticed how things that used to decay just don't quite decay as quickly? Now you can find farmers markets all over. Better in Europe than in the United States or North America. Better in many other countries, but when it comes to first world, when it comes to Western world, oh, they kind of set that aside. Because you see, they have a totally different agenda than you do about your life, your vitality, and your health. You see, it's a business here in this country, in the United States anyway. Now, how well do you think they're going to get you? Because you see, they only make an income if you're sick. Do you really understand? Now, you've been taught to believe, to trust everything that the modern medical society tells you. But did you realize, especially in the United States or North America, that doctors, yes, medical doctors, only have 2 to 3 hour class in all their training to become doctors in nutrition? That's it. Now, you understand you are what you eat, which is unfortunate. Because we've been eating out of the box. We've been eating out of the, how can I say this, the freezer. Look at the large size of Western freezers. In Europe, they're still small. Because you see, they go shopping every couple of days to try to establish a fresh presence of food in their house, in their homes, every day, every other day, every 3 days. But in the United States, we've got to work, two family jobs, that sort of thing. So what ends up happening is in the United States, we have that giant refrigerator where we go shopping once a week and we stuff everything in there for the entire family. Remember I told you, once it's picked from the farm, it's already lost its nutrition. Now let me go a step further. Perhaps you didn't realize when you see all the nice fruit and produce in the markets and the nice array of frozen foods and refrigerated foods, perhaps you didn't realize they had been there a longer time than you would ever suspect. And not only that, the sources that they're coming from are not the cute farm that you were led to believe in Old MacDonald, that song you might have learned as a child. Because those farms rarely exist, or they're now in small numbers. Because it was taken over after the war, with larger and larger factory farms, or factory farming. So this is important for you to understand. This is important for you to realize that your food is not prepared the same way it was predating 1945. The first grocery stores came out in the market before they had your neighborhood grocer, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, or you come to the market. And then all of a sudden, the popularity of the atomic age and the grocery stores started to happen, and the technology that would produce all the family would need right in cute little boxes and cubbies and cubicles. That is when our nutrition declined. Now, believe it or not, just prior to that, because of our archaic method of farming, even with our farmers, and no fault of their own, it was just as a society they took it, they started going away from the natural quality of the way farms should be done or farming should be done. And they started to do it in a way that was not natural to nature. And that is why you see the resurgence now of permaculture. The word permaculture puts all the growth of foods and herbs that are fully nutritionally dense, packed with all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to live a vital life and rid illness and disease and keep you with a vitality for the rest of your life, not racked in pain and disease. That's found through the newest method they rediscovered that naturally occurs in nature. Now, throughout nature, everything has a sequence, cycles that are produced. Even we as humans have cycles. We are newborn, we are children, we go through adulthood, and then to older age, and then we transition or pass on. All normal, natural cycles that are followed. The earth has a cycle of day and night. All natural cycles that are followed. So you understand the importance, literally, the importance of all those things. It's extremely important that you realize that just because you're in this highly advanced technological society that you think is highly advanced, it fails in the way it preserves your health. Now they say we're all living longer, and that could be than we did in the Middle Ages perhaps, but not as long as we originally were and originally could be in great health. So you have to understand this process is necessary for you to think about when you go to your grocery store. Think about when illness hits you. Think about a normal, natural, occurring essence, energy, cycle from nature herself, not just the plants, but from her soil, from her geophysical makeup, the ground, her rocks, even energetically where you live. Do you understand? It is extremely important that you knew, or you now know, that humankind was meant to interface in a nice symbiotic level with all these naturally occurring qualities and parts of our earth. For a long time, we've been out of that sink of symbiosis. We've been out of balance, and hence we see a rise in our illnesses in modern world. This out of balance quality doesn't bode well for when we need wisdom to transfer from generation to generation. They just don't all have it because they're born crystal children or indigo children or rainbow children. We have to establish a groundwork for our future generations as well by watching our examples now. So you can't believe everything you were taught to believe, because that was to produce an economic market for whatever they were trying to sell you, to keep you only so well, only so vital, to control you the way they wanted you to be controlled. You have to take back your own health. Take back your own responsibility for taking care of yourself in the best and highest way. It's extremely important for you to understand this. Otherwise, you're not leaving for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-nieces, nephews, uncles, and aunts, if you didn't choose to have children. All your brothers and sisters worldwide, yes, your brothers and sisters worldwide, for generations to come. So you have to stop and think. Isn't it more important to take care of your body now than to keep putting it off every day? Before you grab something off the shelf, remember, do you sense or feel an energy there? No. And just think, you've tended to lose your ability to sense and feel. Everything has a light vibratory rate. Everything has an energetic vibratory rate. But you say you don't see them. Yes, but you don't see oxygen either. But I can guarantee you, if you hold your nose for this broadcast, you're going to be in big trouble. So this is extremely important. What you don't see is not so important because your senses may not be keen enough to be aware of those energies coming off of the soils, the rocks, the plants, the foods. But there are people in the world that do so. And what you want to do is be guided by discernment to those choices, to those variables that offer you when you're looking for complete mind, body, and soul balance. And this is important because if you don't maintain a balance, I always like to say it's like having a Ferrari in the driveway. Oh, that's a nice car. But if one tire is flat, you're not getting out of that driveway. So you understand the balance of all those energies are important, even if you don't see them. You're only so aware, and as we keep growing and evolving with more awareness, there are some that are ahead of you in their classes. Some people are in kindergarten in life. Others are in grammar school. Others are in high school, college, and postgraduate. And so we want to defer to always be open to grow. The lessons you learned in school aren't enough. In fact, you've forgotten most of those as it is. So what you want to do is continue the growth. Continue taking in new data, new resources of knowledge, so you can continue to be your highest and best. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Why is crime out of control in L.A.?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because they don't have the Burbank police. Hats off to our hardworking men and women of law enforcement. Okay, guys, you can stop running that radar gun when I get off work.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Welcome, this is Beyond the Here Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And this is the show that is, remember the topic for today, to keep you in great new, how can I say, fetal, so to speak, in new brilliant information. And today's topic, of course, is going to be about healing from the natural energies and essences that are produced right here on Earth. And I'm very happy today to have my honored guest, Dr. Ivan Gisar. My apologies. How are you, doctor?
Fine, excellent.
Dr. Gisar, I came across your work on your websites after an introduction to you briefly, and I tended to look at the work and I was astounded that you, being a doctor, would choose such a beautiful way of researching through the esoteric sciences as well as the normal mundane sciences. So can you give us a little background of you yourself and how you came to that crossroads, so to speak?
My My father was a good inventor in the chemistry field, and my grandfather was a pharmacist. And when I was about 6, I was starting to make experiments. When I was 12, I made little rockets, and I even had once quite an explosion. By the time I finished university, I was disenchanted by the so-called exact sciences.
Ah.
Seeing that there was more and more side effects, more and more pollution. You know, we had a small factory actually ourselves, a chemical factory in Belgium. And well, at that time, it was not so maybe stringent as today, but I was seeing that some of these things were going into nature, and we were making, when I was maybe 15 or 16, I was very impressed that big barrels of 50 gallons of acetone, you know, things that you would use to clean your nails, that we would put a few of those barrels in a big container and ice, and that suddenly, still being liquid, the temperature was dropping to 30 degrees, and that we were able to make some chemical synthesis. And of course, when you're very young, you're very impressed, but a few years later, I was not so much impressed anymore. And actually, as I met my wife in the US in 65, we had both a scholarship. My wife had won the gold medal at the American school where she studied 12 years in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to get married, and I went to Mexico. So my environment completely changed, and I felt a little bit like a hare in the soup, and so I continued studying. And I started studying all kinds of parallel sciences, which fascinated me, which is quite normal also being a Scorpion. With a strong Pluto, that Pluto helps me to go to the depth of things, to go, well, more to the subconscious than the conscious. And so I started falling in love in the early 70s with gems and minerals, and I started seeing that the people that were dealing with gems and minerals, they were actually like dealing with suitcases, you know,
Selling
and buying a suitcase without opening them.
Yes.
But in the gems, what you see from the outside is like what you see from the outside of a suitcase. You don't see all the energy that is in it.
Exactly.
And so I was seeing that. And as I, part of the things that I studied, ancient Indian scriptures, I started reading lots of these scriptures and the books of Dr. Benoitur Bhattacharya, who in the 30s of last century translated from Sanskrit to English books. And in essence, it is said that the light of the Creator condensed into matter, that we are made up of light, and that everything that we see is made up of light.
Yes.
And that light, going through a prism, refracts, as you know, the seven visible colors and the two invisible ones, infrared and ultraviolet. And
yes.
It says also that these individual colors are concentrated in particular gems. Although there are many, many thousands of gems, there are actually 10 that correspond to the exact wavelength of the colors. And that was set 6,000-7,000 years ago. You know?
Yes.
The ancient rishis knew a lot that had been given to them by divine source, of course. And today, science confirms what has been said 6,000 years ago. Because when you take these gems and you place them under the spectrometer, you see that they actually emit this color. So that opened up for me a whole new world, and I was no longer interested in the other things. But of course, it was still helpful to, because it's all part of a big puzzle. And the more connections you have, you know, I was no longer thinking, of course, in a linear way, but in all directions at the same time, which doesn't always make it easy for people to follow me when I give a seminar, because things are going so quickly.
You know what's interesting? About, I'm just going to say a personal side of that. When I discovered that the gemstones had more than, like you said, just their, like you said, a suitcase package, they were more inside. You saw the spectrum, of full spectrum of them. I was a divorced single mother, and I didn't have the monies, doctor, for when my son became ill with pink eye, but I had to get him to school. And that night, he had come home with it that day from school, because, you know, it runs rampant through children in schools many times. And but I didn't have the monies. And so I thought, well, and I had studied, Edgar Cayce has a phenomenal book, Spiritual Value of Gemstones. And I had read through that. I had been drawn to that material. And I went to a lapidary store, and for less than a dollar, I bought an emerald. It was a rough emerald, and at that time, that was all that they had were lapidary stores. And so I bought a little rough emerald and taped it to his eye, unfortunately with a little piece of masking tape, but it worked. And the next morning, he was cured, and I pulled the stone off, the little stone off, and it was encrusted with a powder, I'm thinking the disease itself. And he was fine and went to school. When I learned those properties of the gem itself, then I realized that where Cayce talks about the gems, that the Egyptians used them, as you said, 6,000 years ago and more, that they didn't just make eyeshadow and eye makeup. They were absolutely crushed stones. And so they were aware in some kind of way we had lost in our Western world or hot modern technology, those senses that gladly you had picked up on. I bet your grandmother, I'm sorry, your grandfather and father were not pleased, but as long as you were pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, my father, my grandfather was already 90 when I was born, and because my father was 50 when, his father was 50 when he was born, and my father was 40 when I was born, and my father died when he was 76, so I had started, with this. That was, he was 72 when he died. That was in 1976, so I was still in the beginning stages of it, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad to know. What I did was I continued to study more and more, as you did. I was so intrigued by it. And then I started to give classes about, as I learned more, I started to share that knowledge by giving classes, gathering jars of those stones. Again, you couldn't get them anywhere. My hope was to get them into stores. Now, today in modern world, you can find them. But you've gone those steps further through your scientific study, correct?
Yes. Well, of course, there are various ways of selecting them. I'm sure because you are psychic that you are also drawn to pick up those that you need.
Yes.
This is a way. I am also attracted, of course, to the stones in a particular way, and I have my own way of selecting them. I use the pendulum since about 45 years, and so I select them for the best possible ingredients. I don't always listen to what they say in books and in the beginning,
yes,
until I developed the real strong base of my work. I didn't want to look at other books than the Indian books, because
yes,
I'm really happy with the source, and then little by little I added to it. But in 1986, in dreams, I received the information early 1986 that I should work cosmocyclically.
Oh, wow. Well.
Means doing things at the ideal time when the stars, I mean, the planets that rule the particular elements and
were vital.
Are in the best possible position.
Yes.
To give an example, we know all that the sun is in the best position in Aries and in Leo. So when I have to work with ruby,
yes,
which is a concentrate of sunlight, as gold is also, I do it when the sun is in Aries or in Leo. But I go a step further. Mm-hmm. The anthroposophic movement that was found by Rudolf Steiner, a great
yes,
philosopher and psychic and spiritual man,
yes,
who has numerologically a double nine, which makes him already by birth quite a mystic.
Yes,
you know, they work as much in agriculture as for their plant seeding and gathering according to the positions of the moon and the planets. But I go a step further because, and it's the first time since the time of Atlantis that I've been doing this again, I make fusions of planetary energies, not only the best possible single essences ruled by a particular planet, but when two planets are in a very good position to each other, and even if they are not friends, I can make them with a ritual friends, you see?
With a method that works, yes.
Yeah, that's how we can heal problems that otherwise are inherited from generation to generation.
Even if they're genetically predisposed, you're saying, to a certain issue.
Yes, also, of course, of course.
Excellent. We're going to pause for just a moment and come back in just a moment. The world is going through lots of changes in every way today. Governmental changes, climate changes, disasters. There are so many changes. If you're planning to prepare, it's best to properly prepare, and just what you're preparing for is essential. To learn these essentials, you can book me for a workshop or for a consultation on building and preparing safe, sustainable communities worldwide. You can reach me at info@inthesecretgarden.com or by calling 818-381-4902. That's 818-381-4902. If the world governments and the elite are preparing, don't you think you should? And we're back. This is, of course, Beyond the Here Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And today's topic, we've been talking about healing energies and essences that naturally occur on the planet for our benefit. And I'm very happy to be here with my guest, Dr. Yvonne Guisard. And we were talking in the last segment, Doctor, regarding how you would use even the essence of the gemstones. I want people to understand, when they see the moon and the sun, many of them still do not realize that there's an impact. All they know is when they go outside, it's either hot or cold, or the sun. But that sun is far away, but still has an impact on us. They do know that in the moon, there it rules the tides, and the farmers, old farmers, and the almanacs used to be used for the proper time to plant, and it would yield a greater planting. Almanacs for cutting hair and all sorts of things, because they realized when the planets that surround us also impact or affect us energetically, it was a better result if they followed those patterns. And in the last segment, that's what you were saying with the introduction of preparing those energies or solutions you did from those gemstones, correct?
Yes. I would like to give just a very simple example, you know.
Please.
I like to plant garlic because I put them in pots or in the soil.
Yes.
You know, the cloves.
Yes.
And I eat the green, actually, the shoots.
Yes.
It's easier to digest.
Yes.
And everything is ruled by a particular planet. Garlic as onion is ruled by Mars.
Mm.
Mars is the planet of energy. Iron is also ruled by Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a particular essence which I call silver magnetite. Magnetite is a type of iron, and I use three types of magnetite. And although Mars is not a friend of the moon that is important, of course, for plant growth, I, under a very favorable angle of the moon and Mars, I make a fusion between silver and magnetite.
Mm-hmm.
When I take one drop of that essence and I put it in a little bit of water and I leave, let's say, just before around full moon, the cloves in that water, just a little humid, you know, not totally soaked, because they also have to breathe.
Yes.
But in 36 hours, they develop roots of about almost half an inch, between a third and half an inch. And they are strong like a plastic cone.
It's, oh, wow.
And that comes from that particular energy. So the quantity doesn't play a role. It's quality that plays a role. Just to give an example.
Yes. Oh, can you tell me about avocados? We have a lot of avocado use. Is there a season or a time that is best for avocados to grow?
I'd have to look in my books to see exactly. I don't know by which planet it would be ruled, but definitely everything that grows above Earth is best that it is planted during waxing moon. Yes.
Well, okay.
What grows below should be planted with waning moon.
Now, you know what's interesting? These are the ways that all farmers of old used to practice their farming technique.
Mm, yes. And when we give particular drops, it's like an antenna that will pick up the energy of the particular planets. You see, you were talking about the sun and the moon, of course.
Yes.
They are the closest heavenly bodies.
Yes.
And the sun is the archetype of masculine energy, and the moon of feminine energy, let's say the feminine and masculine aspect of the creator. And the moon is important for growth, and the sun is important for maturity and taste, you see. But by making a fusion, like a marriage in heaven, we could say, of sun and moon, and as you know, there is a connection between the macrocosm and the microcosm.
Yes.
So, as above, so below.
Yes.
This marriage in heaven that we make between sun and moon energies is a perfect alliance.
Yes.
Of fire and water. And fire will transform into water, or water will transform into fire if it's necessary. You see, when people have, let's say, slight high blood pressure or slightly low blood pressure, well, if I had 100 on one side with low and 100 on the other side with high blood pressure, with the same product, I can improve high and low blood pressure, what an orthodox medical doctor could never believe, you see, because they're used to a whole other concept. And I don't say that the same energy will be helpful if the problem is very acute, but if it's only slight high blood pressure or slight low blood pressure, it will automatically correct with the same product, which this one that is good for plants. And I met in the early 80s a man from an agricultural research station in Switzerland, and I gave him this essence, and he used it on tomatoes.
Ah.
And he had an acceleration of maturity, better taste, and more harvest, you see. And since, as you said before, we are what we eat, and food is very important. And as Hippocrates said, let the food be your medicine.
Yes.
And the ideal thing would be that people would have good food with high energy. And we have to go a step further than what is done in organic gardening, which is already a lot, but we can still go a further step by harnessing the energy from the planetary system and making food even a step better.
Well, we noticed that people didn't realize, because of our farming, we had stripped in Western world all the nutrients from the soil, from the first 12 inches of soil. And your products are infusions, literally, between that you're using with the stones to help affect our health. Can I ask you, what is the most important product that you offer us?
The most important, well, I would say three. From a color point of view, it's the association of the sun and the moon, which we call IUG. IUG are my initials, which in Sanskrit actually means to reconnect, you know. That's what I try to do, to reconnect people with the source of all creation, and, you know, so that we can all go home one day.
Yes.
And the sun is the archetype of the masculine, as I said. So the sun is rules the father, mm-hmm. father, our father on earth, husband or partner, sons. And the moon is the archetype of
the archetype of the mother.
Mother, we could say, our mother here on earth, or for men, the spouse or girlfriend or partner, and daughters. So it is essential that partnerships be as harmonious as possible. And since I pick the very best day of the year, not only in the month where the sun is best placed, but when it is still in best aspect to the moon, I picked the very best day of the year, or the two best days to do this. It's like a favorable window in the sky that we can make permanent.
Yes.
So this helps to harmonize relationships between with parents, children, partners, etc., and with men and women in general. So that's absolutely essential, you know, that we harmonize our relationships.
Yes.
Because if two people are harmonious, it's not just 1 + 1 = 2. It's 2 squared.
Exactly.
Four. And so I make also associations of 3 planets or 4 planets or 5 planets, which becomes quite difficult. But when I put a harmonious fusion together of 3 essences, 3 colors, or 3 trace elements, or a combination of color and trace elements, then we have 3 squared, it's like 9. And 4 things that are combined is like 16. And this was done in the time of Atlantis, and I think I'm a pioneer in this respect by doing this again.
Exactly.
So I have gone a lot further than what other the anthroposophic people do by making it with single energies. I do it so that we can bundle more energies together, which would not apparently always be harmonious, but I can make them harmonious. See, and that's very important. Now, for the first product, that would be Bantrix. It will help circulation. 60% of women have constipation, and it's very easy to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
She just take 3 drops in the morning, and a bottle has 550 drops, so it's really not expensive. And even some people, they will make 30 bottles with 1 bottle. They
diluted,
which will still make it more powerful than anything else that is on the market. The other product is Rescue Remedy, and the story is very interesting. We were living at that time in Chichester in the south of England, because I was working at the Institute for Complementary Medicine in London at I'm trying to find the street now. I have it on the tips of my
in London, that's okay.
Yeah, a very famous street, the street where the princess was having her children, and very close to the street where Dr. Bach, established the Bach flower remedies.
Oh,
so
yes.
We make a rescue remedy, which is even much more powerful than that one that Dr. Bach made with the 5 flowers. So one day, against the window, the glass window, which of our living room, there was a bird flying against it and fell on the ground and was palpitating with pain. And of course, it's a living being, you know, it makes us feel the pain ourselves. And
yes.
So
yes.
I said, what can I do? I didn't have that many remedies, but I took indigo, which is made from diamond. So the cooling colors, they are soothing and they work on pain. So I let about from a yard away a drop fall on the bird, not to make it frightened. I didn't want to get too close, so to diminish the pain. So then I said, well, now I need something to protect the aura. And I took something else, which is part of the next product that I will discuss. And then I said, well, I have to give it now a boost of energy. So I gave it silver and gold, which is more or less the same as red orange, because it's again sun and the moon.
Yes.
And I was using it in the garden. And when I let that drop fall, the bird turned around and flew away.
Oh, my goodness.
Our rescue remedy was born. And it's, it's a bit like a feeling when you take this remedy, or when you pray even a dilution on yourself. It's a bit like a feeling that being embraced, a child that is being embraced by the mother, or that you get a real good hug from a good person, you know, that
yes.
does you so much good. And that's what you get in the drops. And with one drop, you can spray yourself 10,000 times, because you only need to take 15 drops diluted in a spray bottle with water, you know, an ounce spray bottle, and you spray with that bottle 300 times in the face, on the solar plexus, you know, the solar plexus where you are hit always by bad emotions of other people, and people are being stressed always more and more.
Yes.
So this remedy is absolutely essential, you know.
May I ask... We need to ask, where can people find the remedy? What your website address, please?
Okay. Our website is called...
Say again, please.
www, and then biofit, B-I-O-F-I-T dot bits, B-I-C. It's not .com, it's B-I-C.
Okay, I'm going to say it for them.
It's...
Let me give it to them again. Let me try it again.
Logically, because the letters have a numerical value and the total has to be harmonious. A name is essential, as much for people as for a product, you know. Talking about this, you know, like I remember when Ford Motor was developing the Edsel model. Edsel is not a good number. It's number 35.
Yeah.
It's 8. That is ups and downs as...
As the Edsel proof.
So when it is necessary to name something, to name a product or to name a person, it's worth it to get the help of a good numerologist. And
well, you know what? I'm going to say that again for the Western audience. It was www.biofit.b as in boy, IC. Is that correct?
IZ, yes.
IZ, sorry. www.biofit.biz or Z. Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so when they go, you're going to find, I found on the site, there were several ideas about the stones with the colors, the energy factors, and then you can choose, or they can choose, and also your products, they can also call you for talks or lectures, so they can you know, present you for more people to have this knowledge. So this is essential.
On the site, I'm not giving directly medical claims, because the law has become now very, very hard in Europe,
yes.
and it has become a crime to heal people. You know?
Yes.
So
that would be the powers that be. We're all familiar with.
To write this in a very esoteric way, but it's very instructive, and even people interested in astrology and not knowing much about astrology, they will find that if they go on the site and they have their horoscope made automatically within a couple of minutes, they will see if they're made up, because we're all made up with the four elements, water, fire, earth, and air, and sometimes we have too much of one and not enough of others, and I give ideas on how this can be compensated.
Excellent.
But,
for consultation.
You know, we have also some information which is not on the website on particular diseases, etc. And when I know that I'm dealing with bona fide persons, people of goodwill, in good faith, we can go a lot more. And I've been, your servant has been able to treat the most difficult issues on earth.
Excellent. We're gonna pause. I'm so sorry. We're gonna have to pause for a little break, and we'll be back in just a moment. With all the major changes on the earth going on, earthquakes, sinkholes, strange sounds, birds, fish dying, all this volcanic activity, all this earthquake activity, just because it's not in your backyard right now, doesn't mean all this happening around the planet around you isn't going to affect you. Please prepare properly now. You may think the world is okay, but let me tell you, there are lots of changes for Mother Earth right now. Magnetic North is no longer where it used to be. Look deep in your research, or take a look at mine at onlyoneplan.com. Learn the sequences of events. Learn just what to expect and just how you need to properly prepare for all the events coming. This is a real event, not a comet, not an asteroid, much greater and bigger. Don't let the elite and the governments prepare without you preparing as well. Yes, they have their bunkers ready. OnlyOnePlan.com. Stop rationalizing.
Spiritual talk and mystical revelations beyond the here and now with Antonia Lau.
If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, you need peak foods and peak herbs. Peak herbs can repair any damage, and peak foods can boost every function. Your body knows exactly what you need, and it can tell you through your feet. This process is a natural healing practice called Raphaology. Joseph Knowles will provide you with complete healing modalities by combining Raphaology and myofascial release hands-on therapy to release blockages that contribute to dis-ease. Call Joseph Knowles at 213-820-8880 to start your complete mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual healing today. That's Joseph at 213-820-8880.
Indy 100 Burbank.
And we're back. This is, of course, Beyond the Here and Now. And today's topic, we were talking about healing essences and energies that are right here on our planet. I'm very happy to have my guest, my honored guest, Dr. Yvonne Guisard, and who's been talking about these products or the essences that we need to complement us for our health and healing. The third product you were going to be discussing, we talked about two in the last segment. This third product you were going to be talking about?
It's called Bio Vital Space. Well, bio, you know, bio means life, and vital because it's absolutely vital for our life, and space because we have our own space. But in a minute, I want to continue on this, but since we might run at one moment out of time, I would like to thank you, Antonio, from the bottom of my heart for having invited me to be able to convey this message to your honored audience, and I salute the spark of divinity in each of you.
Oh, that's very wonderful.
And of every listeners. And I hope that I have the shivers actually while I'm saying this, because I feel that the energy is going to everybody. And I want, with all my energy, with all my heart, all my force, to make this world a better place for all. And as you have said in some of your programs, we don't have to make the same mistakes as humanity has done in the past.
Yes.
And we should take steps to avoid some of the massive destruction which is facing Earth in various respects. And maybe we will have an opportunity to talk about various of these aspects in the future.
Yes.
Now, the third product is absolutely essential. In 1982, I had the luck and the chance and, that I was able to buy a very unique gem, which is a unique piece that fell in Kenya. A friend of mine, who is a cutter of gems, a very, very good one, used to make one or two trips a year to buy rough stones, and he went to Kenya and he bought that stone. And so we realized very, very quickly that this stone was absolutely extraordinary, that by placing it in water, that water would protect our aura. And at that particular time, I knew also a very good clairvoyant psychic lady in England, which they had invited to take over the Bach Flower Remedy Center, but she didn't really want to. And the way she had met me when I went to a conference in London of the Radionic Society, and I was a little late, I went into the room, and she looked back and she said that she saw some white light on top of my head, and this was a sign for her to get in touch with me. And she was also in touch actually with the exorcist of the Church of England.
Oh, wow.
a certain Reverend Neil Smith, he was called at that time. I never met him, but I've been at some exorcism to see a bit what is going on there.
Yes. And your research.
Yeah, but it's a whole other team, you know, because...
Yes. We can talk about that another time.
And when people carry a little phial, a very small phial, well, in America you say vial, but actually the English word is phial, P-H-A-L, you are in an invisible sphere that protects you from all negative energies. As you know, we're bombarded today by 30,000 satellites that are like machine-gunning us, without talking about all the rest, you know.
Yes.
And all the towers, and etc. So the central nervous is actually assaulted and destroyed. And within 7 years, if people are not protected, they will just die like flies, you know, by 22, which is about the end of this new Shemitah cycle.
Yes.
At that time, it will be massive epidemics.
Yes.
A bit like the pests that we had in the Middle Ages, you see.
Yes.
And as time went by, you know, I've been faced by some very high powers in the invisible world that try to manipulate this world. And this again could be a theme that we could discuss, because I've seen things that are quite incredible.
Yes.
And I have never wanted to accept any of these deals, because that was when I was about 18. Because some of these forces, they put people in place 10, 20, 30, 40 years in advance, you see.
Correct.
And I have...
We're losing a little bit on the Skype, and I apologize to the audience.
This product, BioVital Space, we have a second meteorite that makes it even more powerful, because I've been faced by people being possessed or by entities, castles.
Negative or darkly inclined forces.
Yeah. And all kinds. And so I always had to make it more and more powerful. So it's actually made up of 10 different ingredients. The main one is, of course, this from this meteorite. And then the second meteorite making it more powerful, and then the elixir of the seven different colors. But as these seven different colors, I make them not only all at the very ideal time, in about over a period of 3 years, I make a fusion together by pairs, etc. And so these seven are like seven square. It's not like seven very good energies, it's like 49. So it's extremely powerful. And it works up to our seventh body. You see, chemical medicine works on one body. Plants work on three bodies. You know, the second body is the astral. And
yes.
The etheric, sorry. And then the third is the astral. And then good energies from gems and metals, native metals, of course, as you found them in nature, work on six bodies. But on the monad, you know, on the seventh body, that normally there's nothing. That works on that, and
You've gotten. Tell us the name of that third formula. That's so important to ease that neck.
BioVital Space. BioVital Space. Yeah, and there is a separate website where we write a little bit more. It's www.biovitalspace.com, and.
I'll repeat that for the audience, that for BioVital Space, it's www.biovitalspace.com for this third product that rids that negativity so intensely. You know, Doctor, we're coming to the end of this show, but we'll come off the air a little bit. But I wanted to tell the audience, I thank them for listening and taking the time to review your products. Please, at www.biofit.biz, B-I-Z, and www.vitalspace.com. But my gift to you today for honoring me with your presence on the show is my gift that I was given by the divine, and it's been used. I've done over 50,000 readings for clients all over the world for many years, over 40 years now. It is a gift that I brought this lifetime, and I continue. It's not good enough just to be psychic, so I am what is termed a master psychic and professional psychic. My clients have given me this feedback. I have a high referral base, a high repeat clientele because of the high level of accuracy. In my field, I'm highly respected. So at this portion of the show, I want people to learn the difference between a storefront gypsy and a professional in the business. This is important. So I'm going to ask you, as my gift back to you, to state a mini reading on the air by stating a question. And I'll tell you the answer about that specific question and how it affects your life. If we have to take it off the air, that'll be fine. But we'll start with a question at this point in time.
Yes, Antonio, I know you are absolutely the top of the line. And as you said, there is a very big difference between the cream of the cream like you and many people that some people think they have gone a couple of times to a seminar and they call themselves psychic. And of course, it makes a world of difference.
Yes.
So I'm honored to be with you. Actually, my question is this. I know that there are big changes coming on Earth, and I'm currently working mostly with Germany and Luxembourg, but I have clients in different countries, and I would like to know, seeing that I have my wife of 46 years, I have five children, five grandchildren, what would be the very best place for survival? And I have been thinking, although I'm operating out of Luxembourg, there's a very small country between France, Germany, Holland, and...
Yes, but your specific question before...
Where is the best place for me to be? Would Andorra, which is in the Pyrenees, be the safest place in these coming world changes?
All right, I want you to concentrate the question. You see, the reading is not me or you. It is God in the universe, your guide, guardian angel, that answers this question. I just hear and see. I actually see the person's guide slash guardian angel. I use tarot, astrology, numerology, palmistry, graphology. I know all those sciences very well, but I only use them as a third point of reference. Being clairvoyant, clairaudient is first, and then I actually see that fourth dimension. I always, in my work, it's of someone's life. So concentrate to the divine on that question in your own way, with love and respect to God, the universe, your guide. Would it be best for the greatest, highest good of your soul, for safety, to go to that location you just spoke of? And doctor, please say, just say stop shuffling whenever you're ready. I use that as the third point.
I'm ready, yes.
Okay. Now, ultimately, on the pathway you're headed, some don't realize that the Earth is going through her natural cycle of growth and change. Yes, it's affected by our energies as well as she has affected our energies. It's a natural time or a cycle of evolution. And the governments, the world governments, know about this, and they've been planning, but they're not planning on telling the population. If people want more information about that, they can visit my website at www.inthesecretgarden.com, or actually the website about the changes are at www.onlyoneplan.com or bestdisastersurvivalguide.com. They can go there for my work, my YouTube channel. There's several that they can learn about these earth changes. I'm also available for workshops as well, so we can discuss this in detail. But it's something I've studied for over 40 years and found the level of accuracy in what I was given. Now, on the pathway you headed, we're going to have to take this off the air, Yvonne, because it's showing me a maybe about the location you ask about. So when it's a maybe, it means that there's some other clarification or qualities that need to be addressed. And so this is important for the population to know. When it's a maybe, it means you're not sure, the circumstance isn't sure. So we go a little in depth. My real reading is 1 hour long. It gives a lot of depth of information. I do also location readings for these great changes if people are interested as well. Again, they can reach me at only Antonia Lau or info@inthesecretgarden.com and go and see all my full workshop at onlyoneplan.com and watch all the 12 videos for free. So, doctor, on this case, we're going to take it off the air, and I want to really say to the audience, I want to wish you all the best.